why haven't you seen that new movie Constipated?
I don't know why.
Because it hasn't come out yet.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
I am done by Brave Combo and Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser from a CD called All Wound Up, A Family Music Party. You are tuned to the Children's Hour. I am Katie Stone. We have a whole studio full of people. Let's start over here.
Hello, I'm Liliana.
Hello, I'm Haley.
Hi, I'm Leela.
I'm Kaya.
I'm Sienna.
I'm Gwen.
I'm Julia.
We're going to be talking with Erin Keck, who's in the studio with us. She's from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. She's the educator. All right. Water. Did anybody use water this morning in any way?
Yes.
To do what?
Drink.
Wash hands. Drink.
Brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Drink.
Somebody brush their teeth. Good for you. Yeah. How about did you wake up and go to the bathroom? Yes.
Yes.
Like, do we tell this on the radio? So you probably used water there too, if I'm not correct. Yes, water there. Yes. We are talking about water because it's Erin Keck's job to help explain to all of us where do we get our water from? And then after our water is done, let's think about it the polite way. When we do our dishes in the sink and we drain our dishes, that goes to the same place as when you flush your toilet.
Yuck.
Gross.
But no, it has to go somewhere. You don't want that to just like be in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, ew. I guess.
It has to go somewhere, and it has to, I mean, what would a city do with that much wastewater, we'll call it. What would a city do? We're going to find out what does our city do. And you're going to find out something that may shock you or it may blow your mind, which is that you can actually swim in the water that once you flushed down the toilet. The kids, you should see their faces. Like, no one has. They're looking like.
That's gross.
We're going to help you see that it's not gross. Really? Have any of you ever thought about this before?
Sort of. Once I read an article
that like a city in Colorado does it, I think.
Yeah.
Not Colorado.
California?
Yeah, California.
Their wastewater. Yeah. Have you ever thought about this? The wastewater? Where the water comes from?
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I've always wondered, where do we get our water? Where does it go? Where is it coming from?
You're listening to an encore edition of the Children's Hour. And coming up, we're going to be learning from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority about treating wastewater. And in the meantime, this is Leonie Jansen and it's Aline Callister from About Water, right here on the Children's Hour. You're tuning into the Children's Hour. We're thinking about water. Water is Life is the name of that song by Leonie Jansen and Iseline Callister. And here in Albuquerque, we rely upon the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority to handle everything related to our water utility. That's the water coming in to your tap and the water going out through your drains. And in the studio with us is Erin Keck. She's the educator at ABCWUA. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you. Well, of course, there's lots of questions in the studio, and let's start with this one.
When we turn on our tap, where does the water come from?
Good question. So up until 2009, all of Albuquerque's drinking water was coming from the aquifer underground, because at that time we thought that we had this almost limitless supply of water under our city. But we have discovered since that that water, not only did we have much less than we originally thought, but that we were diminishing that supply much faster than it could be replenished with annual rainfall. So starting in 2009, we began to use river water as well. And so now when you turn on your tap, you get a mixture. Depending on the time of year, it's roughly half water from the aquifer underground and half coming from the Rio Grande River.
How do you clean the water that comes from the river?
Great question. So we have a diversion channel near Alameda where we divert that water to our drinking water treatment facility. And it goes through a whole process. We start with just allowing some of the heavier sediment to settle out. Then we add chemicals that help form or flocculate the water so that we can remove larger particles. It goes through reverse osmosis filtration and ozone treatment so that by the time it gets to your tap, it is nice and clean.
Wow. Interesting.
How much water do we use?
Another great question. So we have made tremendous progress here in Albuquerque. Back in the 1980s, people were using over 250 gallons of water per day, per person on average. And we have dropped that down to about 127 gallons per day.
Wow, that is amazing. That's just by conservation.
Yes, I like to think our education program has helped with that. We also offer rebates for people to get rid of their old toilets and replace them with low-flow toilets. We've done a lot with encouraging people to xeriscape their yards.
Do you offer rebates for xeriscape? Anybody? No?
Anyone know what xeriscaping means?
No, they did. I don't know.
So essentially it means removing grass or plants that require a lot of water and putting in plants better suited to this landscape, so desert plants that don't require as much water.
What's so incredible about that is it's all through just conservation efforts that we've reduced our water use.
Exactly. And our new water plan, which has just been approved by our board, which is called Water 2120, is hoping to even further those conservation efforts. Our new goal is to get that number down to 110 gallons per person per day.
Wow. So give us just one little, do you know these little stats? Like when we flush the toilet, which we'll talk about where that goes in a little bit. But when we, that's clean water. That was filtered and
clean
water.
It is clean water. All of the water that is sent to your house from the drinking water treatment plant is clean water. So whether it comes out your faucet, it comes out your hose, it goes to your toilet, all of that water is clean. It comes from the same pipe.
So how many gallons? So if we're talking 110 gallons per household is our goal, how many gallons does it say a flush of a toilet use?
Great. So older toilets use 3 to 5 gallons per flush, and the toilet is actually the biggest water user in your house. So putting in a low-flow toilet is a great idea because most of those have two buttons, right? One for a small flush and one if you need a bigger flush. And they use less than 2 gallons, sometimes as little as 1 gallon per flush.
Are there any kids in the studio here have any other suggestions for listeners about how they can conserve water and not use so much? Yeah.
Taking shorter showers.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I was so surprised you said toilets were the most. I would have thought showers would be more than toilets.
No, toilet is the biggest in the house. But in general, if you look at all of the water that we pump to your homes, most of it is actually used outside in your yard.
Wow. Yeah, please, Julia. Any other suggestions for how to conserve water?
Not leaving the sink on while you brush your teeth.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How much does that use if you don't, if you let it flow and flow? Does it just depend on the faucet?
It depends on the faucet, but there are also aerators now that you can put on your faucets that will help really reduce that flow.
Yeah.
So for ways you could even like recycle water, you can take your water after you've like rinsed your lettuce and stuff and you can pour that on your plants in your yard. And you can also do that with the same as like fish tank water.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Excellent.
Good. All of these conservation ideas are being played out all over our city and all over our state in order to conserve water. Because do we have a limitless amount of water here?
Absolutely not. So that's why we have this very progressive new water management plan. And if things go according to schedule, we're hoping to not diminish the aquifer at all in the next 100 years. So that's really important because I like to think of the aquifer as like our savings bank of water, which we can rely on in times of extreme drought. And for the first time in 20 years, we're seeing the levels of water in the aquifer going up rather than down. So it's risen in some places as much as 27 inches.
That's wonderful because it was just sinking and sinking. And so really what you're saying is ultimately we are really getting our drinking water from our tap after it's gone through all your filtering processes.
Yes.
We are ultimately getting it from rain, snow, and what's – that's got to be it, right? Rain and snow, really, our
right.
water system. I mean, ultimately, we're really drinking that.
Well, the water in the aquifer has been collecting there for thousands of years, really since the last ice age, but we are just depleting it much faster than it could be replenished from annual rainfall.
And the river water, you aren't always on river water. We're not always using the river water because sometimes that river is really low, like in September and August of last year. Gosh, it was so low.
Right. The amount of river water that we can use varies quite a bit from day to day and season to season. And there are a whole bunch of people involved in that process of deciding how much we're able to take from the river each day. And then we have to return that water back to the river after we clean it at our wastewater treatment plant.
Erin Keck is from the Albuquerque Bernalillo Water Utility Authority. And, you know, Erin, I'd love to talk with you more about that other half. What
sure.
happens when we flush and what happens when we go down the drain and how do you return the water to the river?
Let's do it.
We're going to come back to Erin Keck from the Albuquerque Bernalillo Water Utility Authority in the Sunspot Studio at the Children's Hour where we're learning about water treatment. This is Katie Ha 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 with water right here on the Children's Hour.
There is water in the kitchen. There is water coming down. There is water in the kitchen. Do you hear it? Do you hear it coming down? Ooh, 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 ooh. There is rain in the forest. There is rain pouring down. There is rain in the forest. There is rain pouring down. Woo, 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 woo. There is snow on the mountain. There is snow falling down. There is snow on the mountain. There is snow falling down. Do you hear it? Do you hear it falling down? Do you hear it? Do you hear it falling down?
That was Katie Ha 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 right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about water treatment. We've got a lot more coming up with Erin Keck from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. In the background, it's the High Llamas.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and Museum of International Folk Art, divisions of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, support the Children's Hour. Learn more about both museums at newmexicoculture.org/museums. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by Electric Playhouse. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.